Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Question.
Oh, God, I get nervous when you say this.
When you brush your teeth, do you brush your tongue?
Always.
Right.
I cannot brush my teeth without giving the tongue a good old going over.
Yeah, I think that there's two camps.
What camp are you in?
Oh, brushing the tongue.
Oh,
but
yes,
I do think
yes.
Some people don't bother brushing their tongues.
Agreed.
You know, Americans have those tongue scrapers. Ooh. Have you not seen them before?
No.
Yeah, you just scrape your tongue, get all the crap off your tongue. You'd
probably
like that.
Because, I mean, listen, if your teeth need a clean, your tongue's going to need a clean, right?
Your tongue's probably got a lot of, like, bacteria
I would imagine. Are you a flosser?
I do floss. I've got one of those water flossers, which
they
I
good?
Love. Yeah.
See, I'm not a flosser, but I probably need
floss.
To be a flosser.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a mouth washer?
No, but I do like mouthwash. I don't know why I'm not a mouthwasher.
Mm.
Actually, I saw an influencer using some mouthwash, and I thought, and it looked like quite a nice mouthwash. It's only about 20 quid, though.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
Yeah, we're so easily, like, persuaded, aren't we?
An influencer is doing it, mints in a tin, tick. Oh, mouthwash in a nice bottle, tick.
We're literally an influencer's dream, are we? Yep, we need that in our lives. Never going to use it, but we need it.
Weirdly, all about mints and mouthwash.
Isn't it?
Oral health.
That's what we're all about. This is the Laura and Becky Show. Welcome. We are best friends. We used to be on the radio. We're not anymore. We now do this podcast Monday to Friday.
Oh.
Yep, just thought I'd mix it up a bit. Changes.
Sort of like a radio advert.
Yeah, keep people on their toes. They don't know what I'm going to say next.
Do you remember when you used to do like the throw forward to the next day, like little, we're back tomorrow from 9.
And we'll be discussing your favourite sandwich. What do you like in yours?
Back tomorrow at 8.
And sometimes as well, you'd throw forward to the like presenter on after you. So you'd be like, up next is Timmy Mallet.
Timmy Mallet? Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. It's the first name I thought of. I don't know. So next up is Timmy Mallet, and he's got £500 that could be yours.
The 10 of 10's on the way. Oh, that's a good one. We've got Lionel Richie lined up next.
Don't go anywhere.
Shut up.
Hey. Speaking of the radio,
speaking of
though.
Timmy Mallet.
I wonder what he's up to these days.
Oh, Mallet's Mallet.
That was
so
that? Good.
What is it? A word association. You can't pause, can't hesitate, or otherwise you get a bong on the head like,
there's
bong, but I think there's a bong.
And what was the song? Whack-a-day. Oh, how did it go?
We're wide awake.
Yes!
No, it's good to know you're happy and you're wide awake. So come along and get set, go. Boom, boom, boom. It's
whack-a-day.
Is that right?
I think so. We should watch that afterwards. That's like proper nostalgic.
We should watch that as if we're going to go watch Whack-a-Day.
I'd like to watch a clip of it just to bring back those nice childhood Saturday morning memories.
There's no Saturday morning TV. Do you remember? You're going live.
I was just going to say,
going and, bloody live.
And the ball that used to go around the TV centre.
Yes. Going live. And then what was the other one? Was going live with Sarah Green and Phil Scoife.
Yeah, and Gordon the Gopher.
Gordon the bloody Gopher.
That was so good. So I used to like watching Saved by the Bell as well on a Saturday morning.
Rugrats.
Yes. Oh my God, they don't make them like they used to, do they? I mean, literally, my daughter Lily watches YouTube. Yeah, people getting gunged. Dads like getting cakes thrown in their face and really weird stuff. Yeah.
Talking of YouTube, if you're listening,
YouTube.
Will you go and follow us, please? It's at the Laura and Becky Show on YouTube, please. Please.
Please.
Go and follow us, please.
There's going to be some really good exclusive stuff
man.
On there.
Yeah.
We don't quite know what yet, but there will be. Okay, it's all in the planning stage, but it's coming.
We've just tried to upload a video, haven't we? And just massively failed.
Oh, at least we
I'm
tried.
Not lying. This social media lark.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I mean, kudos to the people who are on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, whatever else there is.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, because it is a lot.
You have to film it in this format, that format, landscape. Now bloody TikTok wants landscape. What's that all about? No.
It's so much work.
But
it's coming, guys.
It's coming.
All right. So something is happening tomorrow.
Big.
So we were talking about radio and we were saying, I think the other day, that we don't think radio would ever have us back.
Yeah, after absolutely just slacking off radio.
Whoops. So we had a really exciting email come through, didn't we? And we can't quite believe it because it's very highbrow. I mean, the Sunday Times is very highbrow. And this is kind of like a lead on from that. But this is an institution, this thing. This is very, very highbrow.
Yes.
So, Women's Hour of BBC Radio 4 emailed us and wanted one of us to go on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, initially, that
this
was...
Does go against everything we do here. We are a brand. There is two of us.
And we do everything together.
Would Ant do something without Deck?
I wonder if they ever have.
No. They've stuck to their guns and immediately we haven't.
Okay. Whatever you want, guys.
Sorry, separate. Yep. Well, immediately. Why do I keep saying immediately? What's wrong with me? Immediately. We got the immediate Gmail. they were like, just one of you. Because I think Women's Hour, they only have two guests on.
Yeah, and there's somebody else on, isn't
there?
And
immediately I thought, you can do it.
Well, you literally, you'll do it.
Yeah, but I think you thought, I'll do it. I thought we both were just on the same page.
Yes, I quite like the idea of this one. And there'd probably be things that you would rather do. If it came in, you'd be like, I want to do this one.
Don't you mess it up. Don't you mess it up for both of us.
I'm not going to lie.
You're a bit nervous.
Because first of all, I was like, yeah. And then last night when I was at home in bed by myself.
And all the thoughts started creeping in.
The dark thoughts. The scary thoughts.
The self-doubt.
Mate, I started to really think, oh no, I can't do this. I'm going to have to say no. You're going to have to do it.
Well, what we thought is, we're going to say it. Sorry, Women's Hour, if you're listening. Still have her on. But you're going to come in here. I'm going to be with you.
Of course.
Yeah. And you can do it in this studio.
Yeah.
And if you get a little bit stuck, I'll just pop on. They won't know the difference.
Yeah. We can just like, we're not even going to say.
Yeah, if she's like, hang on, Becky, is that you? I'll be like, yep. It is Becky.
That's actually quite a good idea, isn't it? So if I get tongue-tied and don't know what to say, you just pipe up. Yeah. But this is happening tomorrow.
Yes. So between 10 and 11, you don't know the slot you're on yet, do you? But we'll let you know tomorrow morning.
Yeah. So if you've got any tips.
You're going to have to be like proper, like.
I know. What if they ask me some really difficult questions?
Just fluff it.
What if I don't understand the questions?
Just say, I'm sorry, I don't understand your question.
Can you have a bit of paper and a pen next to me and write stuff?
No, because then it's just going to be a calamity.
Anita, what's her name?
Sorry, Anita. Sorry, just repeat that. In the background, it'll be me going,
why don't I have an earpiece with you in my ear? Why don't we do that? And you can go, say this, say that. We could
do
that.
What, you got an earpiece? How does that bloody work?
I don't know. You could be on the phone to me.
Well, how do you
put an earpiece in? And then if I'm like, if I look a bit blank and you'll know if I'm looking a bit blank, I'll just look at you and just go.
Just listen, because it's going to be the worst Women's Hour ever.
What's her name, the presenter? Anita?
Rani?
That's it. She's the host, isn't she?
She's all right, actually. Mm. Hang on, how do we know her? Did she do Strictly?
Yeah. I like her.
Do you know, warm her up.
warm her up.
Yeah, with your Anita, can I just first of all say, I absolutely loved you on Strictly. You looked stunning.
The way you waltzed.
I mean,
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
I've not seen her on it.
I've never listened to Women's Hour.
Oh, God. I have listened to it.
What were they talking about?
Oh, well, this was years ago. My grandma used to have it on. She was probably a avid listener.
Is that a man's hour?
No.
Well,
that would be a man's hour. What would they talk about?
Maybe we should start man's hour. Is there a man's hour? Seriously?
No, I don't think there is. No, no.
Should we have a break?
Oh, let's have a break. We were having some very funny conversations in London, weren't we? Well, actually, we haven't even said what we were in London for.
Nothing. It's fine. It's fine. It's just the title of yesterday's pod. It makes me laugh. Okay. What? We haven't said what we're in London for.
No.
Have we not?
Are you sure? Think so.
We filmed something.
Yeah, for a TV channel. Yeah. We've had to sign lots of forms and disclaimers to say we won't say what it is yet, but we did some filming yesterday, so we'll update you.
Yeah. And anyway, obviously because there's a lot of people in London, especially down in the underground. There's loads, shit ton of them. Isn't it weird to think when you're in London, you're walking around up the top, there's loads of people walking underneath you.
Yes.
I mean, it blows
and
my mind.
Going underneath
also, that
you.
Elizabeth line is very deep. Deep down.
Well, you take about four escalators and you just keep going down deeper into the ground.
Anyway, at one point we were going down an escalator and there was a lot of people going up.
Well, it was in rush hour, wasn't it? And you suddenly went, and they were all coming up towards you, went funneling.
There's so many people, just, where are they all going?
Yeah,
bottlenecking, weren't they as well? I was just like, oh my actual God. And they've got a sinking. When you're down underground and you're with a lot of people, the trust you have in these people is immense because you went, they're all walking around, they've all got brains. It's like we've never been out before.
Isn't it?
But it was weird.
It is weird. But also, you know, when you look at someone else and you think, oh, like to
that's
them.
That's another person.
That's another person who's thinking, I'm just me and this is normal.
Yeah.
But it's not you and it's not normal because they're them and they're not you.
I know.
And what goes on in their head? What's the norm to them?
What must it be like to be another person? I'd like to be another person, but then I'd like to know I'm the other person.
Yeah, so be you in another person's body.
Yeah, but also then I'd quite like to think like another person, but I'd like to know that I'm thinking like another person. Do you know what I mean?
Oh God, it's so weird. And it actually blows my mind.
You're you.
Yeah.
Also, I read a really nice quote yesterday and it was like, if you feel down or anything like that, I mean, they used Harry Styles as the example, but I'm going to use you and me. Just remember that the world is 2.5 billion years old, yet you and me are existing at the same point in time.
That's nuts.
Isn't it?
Yeah. God put us here together for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, they use Harry Styles, like, just remember, 2.5 million years, but you existed the same time Harry Styles did. And I thought, that's a good point. Beyonce. We get to see, imagine all the people that have obviously lived before us that didn't get to see Beyonce.
Imagine if there was somebody who died just the day before Beyonce was born.
I have no idea that they existed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, then you went yesterday, not yesterday, when we were in London, sorry. You went... as if we're trusting all these people to just not murder us.
Yeah, but you do. I mean, obviously there are some weirdos and we were worried about that man that's on the loose.
Well, we kept thinking about
him. A lot of police around as well, weren't there? Looking.
Yeah, and when we were walking about at night, we just kept thinking, just keep our wits about us for Acid Man.
I thought, God, can you imagine if me and you spotted Acid Man? I mean, we're known for spying.
I mean, if they want our help with it, then
but you
they
do
know
just.
We are.
I mean, obviously, most humans are lovely people, but we are just around. We're just all there walking around.
But there is the odd wrong'un, isn't there? Who's also walking amongst us,
and you don't know where they are,
no, or what they're thinking, what their intentions are.
No,
and we are just trusting them, like you say.
Another thing, we walked past a Pret at 8:15 p.m. Some of the chairs were up on the tables, but some weren't packed.
With
who has a Pret for tea?
Oh, they're having sandwiches for dinner.
Is that, are they in, or is it just, you wouldn't have a coffee at 8:15 p.m.
But it was heaving, like you said.
It's so London life, isn't it, mate?
It's London life. Life. It's what they do down there, isn't it?
We want a prat at 8 p.m. Yeah.
And also, mate, they're always on the move, aren't they?
As well.
Got places to be.
Deliveroo everywhere. You don't have to go anywhere for food anymore. You're just going to deliver to wherever you are.
You do.
Doesn't matter where you are. Deliveroo.
Deliveroo.
Yeah. 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 Isn't it weird?
Isn't it weird? London life is not for us, is it?
We say it again.
Yeah. And we stand by it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Oh my God, we are so excited about this. And you should be excited as well, because this is like the biggest event of the year.
I like this because it makes me a little bit smug, right?
Smug.
Yeah, it makes me smug because I think this was our era. I mean, probably more mine than yours, mate, to be fair.
Yeah.
Kind of, maybe.
Take it.
But the Super Bowl. Now, in the years gone by, they've had some recently.
Do you remember
the kind of, was it early noughties or late 90s throwback, the R&B?
So we had Nate Dogg.
Mary J. Blige.
50 Cent. Eminem. And there was that one that nobody was bothered about. Kendrick Lamar. Everyone's been like, not bothered about him. We were on the radio together then.
Yep.
We'd been to Leeds, I think, the day before.
We watched it, didn't we, in Leeds?
Oh, we watched it. We were obsessed. We watched it over and over. When 50 Cent started his song upside down on those bars, everyone was like, oh my God. So that was like insane.
Yeah.
And I feel like we bonded even more over that.
Yeah, we loved that, didn't we?
And then last year we had Rihanna and she was insane.
Yeah, so good.
I watched it again last night.
Did you?
I did. Yeah, I was like, I need to see it.
Well, this Sunday night is Usher.
Yeah, man.
And I said, to you this morning, like, I thought of him this morning. I thought, he's going to be in some warehouse, isn't he? Boom, boom, boom. With the dancers.
I actually think of Usher most days. I do. I kid you not. He's on my mind
favorite
a lot.
Usher song.
You remind me
of a girl that I once knew.
It breaks my heart a little bit because he loves that girl, but he can't be with her because she reminds him of an ex that treated him badly.
So bad. I mean, I like... Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, in the club with my homies. I... Cannot
you got it, you
wait.
Got it bad in your own confessions. What's that one he did with Alicia Keys? My Boo.
I just love it. One point, he needs to be topless.
He has to be. Do you think he won't be?
I think he'll have a white... All right, predictions on what he's going to wear. White vest. I Bagsy, white, tight vest.
I think you're going to be right.
Shirt.
He's going to be in a white vest.
White, but I think the shirt will come off at one point.
He's got
and to. Maybe the top or the vest will come off.
Will his boxer shorts be poking up over his jeans?
Maybe. I think combat some big black boots.
Yeah. I also think he'll have beads of sweat all over his chest. Or he'll be oiled up. I think he'll be very oily.
Or he'll have hoodie hood up when he starts.
And then that all come off.
Comes off, yeah.
Oh, my God. What song is he going to start with?
Well, we watched this hilarious TikTok, which I wish we could repost. I don't know how you do that. Of this normal girl in a tracksuit predicting how she thinks Usher is going to start the Super Bowl.
So
and she
funny.
Gets it so bob on.
Oh, my God.
She thinks he's going to start with... Dun, 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 dun. But then there'll be a pause and I'm like, she's got it. If he starts like that, she should be famous.
Yeah. Oh, it's called Yeah, isn't it? The song is called Yeah.
Yeah. Flashing lights. She's got it. He's just going to be stood there, arms crossed, head down, hoodie on.
I think it's going to be the best thing we've ever seen. Should we try and stay up and watch it on Sunday night?
We can try.
Hang on. I think it's on at like 1 a.m. or something. It'd be so worth it.
A sleepover.
Yeah, get in bed together. Electric blanket on, snacks.
Mate, we might have to have a nap first, then wake up.
We could do that.
Okay.
It'll be like when we used to go to Ibiza when we were younger. You'd go to the club, so you'd have a nap, and then you wake up at midnight and get ready to go out.
I do want to watch it live.
Okay, let's have a look.
Because what I don't want to do is I don't want to watch clips of it on TikTok. I want to watch the whole performance from start to finish.
Same.
Or we just watch it together Monday morning.
Oh God, she's out already. Hang on. Super Bowl time.
It's got to be like 1, isn't it?
So 11:30, but it's like UK, is that GMT?
Oh my God, if it's 11:30, it won't be on until like 4 a.m. here.
Coverage starts at 10 p.m. UK time, with kickoff in the big game at 11:30 p.m. Okay, we might be able to do
no,
this.
No, mate, that's kickoff. It's half time. It's going to be 1 a.m.
How long's a half?
It's got to be an hour, isn't it?
Okay, so it's going to be
1 a.m. They've got to finish playing, they've got all the stage on.
Okay. Well, let's think on about it. Yeah, but it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Or if we don't do it, we do not watch it separately.
Until Monday morning.
Yeah, then we come in and we watch it. Oh, my God.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Now, just really quickly, we don't get on very well with trains, do we?
No.
There's always a little bit of a calamity. Mm-hmm. And on the train, on the way down to London, we got on. We had these bloody cases. So I was trying to struggle with my cases. And as the kind of, the doors go beep, 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 as they're going to close, this girl ran on and she went, "Excuse me." And I just looked up and she went, "Is this a train to Grantham?" And I thought, "I have no idea." And I just went, I don't know. And she kind of started trying to show me her ticket. And all I saw was departs at 12:12 and it was 10 to 12. So I went, "No, I don't think so." And then she just jumped off and I thought, oh God.
Told her the wrong thing.
I suddenly was just responsible for this poor girl who had no idea what she was doing. I went, "I don't know, it might be." So she jumped back on again. This is all in the space of like 15 seconds. And I just went, "Are you staying on?" And she went, "Oh, yeah." And then the doors closed and the train started moving. And I thought, oh my God.
You don't need that sort of responsibility on your life.
I mean, I have no clue.
You didn't even know if you were on the right train.
Absolutely. Anyway, so I came and sat down and she went, "Oh my God, that girl's got on the train and is it going to Grantham?" It wasn't, was it? Grantham?
No. Well,
where's Grantham?
I don't know. Well, say what up and
down. Well, then, so I sat down, felt really bad, and we stopped. Next up was like Derby, was it?
Yeah.
And she got off the train.
She obviously
I literally was looking at you and I was like, "Oh my God, she's got off the bloody train."
But the funniest thing was she was literally stood eyeballing us because we were like stopped there. We were stationary for a little bit and she was just stood there with her ticket looking really forlorn, but our
just
eyes kept
staring at us. And I was like, "Don't look her in the eye." Don't look at me. And then we just like pulled off and she was just stood there. Like, oh, that was so bad.
She obviously got on the wrong train though because she was having to go back. Bless
her.
Don't
ask a normal citizen if the train is going. You find the controller.
No, you do. My God, you just reminded me of a story. Probably about 10 years ago or so, I'd been home to see my mum and she'd come to like see me off and put me back on the train. Got on the train, but she was helping me with all my bags and putting them on. So bless her, she came and put them on. The train went, so the doors closed. And she had this absolute panic. You've never seen anything like, And I think I lived in Reading at the time. It was going to Reading, right? Obviously, there were stops. But I went, "Mum,
what are you doing here, Mum?"
And luckily, she could get off at the next stop. But she tried to open the train doors. "Let me off!" She was going, "I'm not meant to be on this train!" It was so funny. Mate, there is panic, you know, if you get on the wrong train.
Do you remember back in the day, though, you could just open the door of a train? When I used to go to school on the train, and the old school trains, you could just lean out the window, open the door. Honestly, we used to hang out the windows of these trains.
Oh, my
God. There's no train safety back in the 90s.
No.
Not like there is now.
No.
But it's always a calamity. And then on the way back, do you remember?
Oh, God.
We'd had pretz, and I don't know why, but I'd spread myself out slightly on the table, and there's two people opposite us that we didn't know. And the rubbish lady came around with a bag. She's like, any rubbish? Any rubbish? So I put one bit of rubbish in, and then I went to put another in, but she'd kind of moved on to another woman. So I just went to do it, and she went, no.
And she shut the rubbish bag.
She shut it
up.
Yeah, and she went, no. And so I was like, oh. And then she kind of went to another girl, and she went, heavy stuff first or something. And I was like, actually telling me off. I'm trying to put rubbish in your bag that you asked for.
Yeah, also, who knew there were rubbish rules? I mean, nobody tells you about these rules. But also, when it goes into the bag, it all just goes into one big mess. Anyway, the heavy stuff doesn't stay at the bottom.
She eyeballed me. I got eyeballed twice on a train. Don't ask me. I'm going to keep my head down.
Just, yeah, keep yourself to yourself, mate. That's
the best
way.
It's not fair. It's just, no. It's just pressure I don't need.
Oh, we're back tomorrow, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta at The Laura and Becky Show.